Well, we're going to be singing this evening in Psalm number 27, and so let us sing to God's praise in Psalm 27, the opening verses of the Psalm, 1 to 5. Read now in the opening verses of John's Gospel, chapter 1, and we shall read to verse 10. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, could not overcome it or put it out. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And we'll read verses 11 and 12 also. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power or authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are commanded always to pray. We are encouraged always to pray. We are given examples in the scriptures how to pray and instructions. We are given many incentives and many reasons why we are to pray. And we are even given words put into our mouth, as it were, as to what to say when we pray. We confess this evening, Heavenly Father, that we are surrounded by things that concern us and encourage us in many ways. And very often we look at things without seeing them and without understanding what it is we're looking at. And sometimes even as we read the scriptures and read the explanations that are given to us in the Word concerning the nature of this world, the beginning of it and the end of it, and all those things in the scripture which reveal to us the kind of environment in which we are to live, believing and following after the Lord Jesus Christ. Still often, O God, we fail to understand, and sometimes the world around us bemuses us and confuses us, and our own nature even sometimes is a mystery to us. And yet as we read the scriptures, we are given all those instructions, all those examples, encouragements, all those warnings, and all those great and precious promises which saturate the message of the Bible in order to make us wise unto salvation, that we might not walk foolishly and die hopelessly, and that our lives may be bright and shining witnesses for Jesus Christ as we name his name, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, is how he describes those who truly are his disciples. And we acknowledge often, O God, our salt loses its saltiness, and our light is tragically dimmed so frequently. And yet always there are encouragements for us to turn again, to be raised up, as it were, restored, redirected, reinvigorated by the working of the Holy Spirit and the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. And so this evening, as we gather here yet again, help us to understand that we are only doing what God's people have always done down through the long ages, in all the varieties of experiences, days of small things, days of encouraging things. But always, always it is the same. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so once again we have cause for concern as we see rows of empty pews and as we hear reports very often from other churches where the story is sadly much the same. And so we pray for the church in our day. We do pray the prayer of the psalmist and the question, wilt thou not revive us again, O God, that thy people may rejoice in thee, and that we may, as it were, be revived in such a manner that the world may know that there is a God in heaven to be taken seriously and who can never be discarded lightly forever, because with him we all ultimately have to do. So we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that this scripture is very encouraging, very instructive, and very compassionate in its warnings, and true to the righteousness of God, that there is going to be the wages of sin, and there is going to be the free gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And these great principles never change, because God never changes, and sin never changes, and salvation never changes. Help us then, we pray, as we come and sing and listen to the word and try to read it as it is read, before us and understand it. And as we seek collectively to gather in worship, may we be conscious that on the Lord's Day, on any other gathering indeed, where two or three gather in the name of Christ, he is there in the midst, according to his promise. And on these great promises we rest our case always. We pray for our families. We pray for those who cannot be with us tonight. We pray for those who are out of the way and who wander around through life, not knowing their right hand from their left and not aware of the great danger and the tragedy of their existence in its meaningless direction. We remember our rulers who rule over us. We're commanded to pray for all in authority. And as we think of those who rule over us in this land, we are dismayed, we are appalled at the folly of their utterances, the inconsistency of their activities. And we long, O God, for better days. We long for their repentance and salvation, that they would come to their senses and come to the Savior and be examples and lights to this benighted nation. We pray for those who minister the gospel in other lands, missionaries of the cross. We pray for the missionaries to the Jews, the gospel, always to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, as we look upon a world that is largely in darkness, ignorant of God, ignorant of itself, and we are encouraged to pray, commanded to pray, and so we do pray. Help us now as we sing and gather and wait in thy presence in this evening hour of God's holy day to wait upon the Lord, to receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls, to rejoice in God our Savior, and to know that it is good always to call upon the name of the Lord, because we are given the assurance that all who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. This is our prayer, our evening prayer, O God, and always we pray through Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to read in First John, the first letter of John, and we're going to read in chapter 4, and we are going to read into chapter 5. A fairly lengthy reading, but we'll read through these words. First John, chapter 4, and into chapter 5. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby we know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loves is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And every one that loves him that begot, loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And so on. Now, we remind you, as always, of the intimations. And our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, next Lord's Day, 10:30 and 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we always extend a welcome to visitors to our services. And just a final reminder concerning the funeral of Anne Daniels on coming Tuesday, in Macquarie Park Cemetery, 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 2nd of August. Magnolia Chapel, and the family invite those who wish to remain behind to share with them in light refreshments after the burial sometime round about midday or so. So that's Anne Daniels' funeral service, Tuesday, 11 a.m. And the offering will now be received. Well, we shall continue to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 27 and verses 6 to 10. We sing to God's praise, 6 to 10.